With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says the U.S. may take back the Panama Canal, speaking Sunday at the Turning Point USA's America Fest in Arizona. President Trump told the conservative crowd it will happen if Panama does not stop overcharging the U.S. for use of the key Central American waterway. President Trump called the fees being charged by Panama ridiculous and highly unfair. The United States completed construction of the canal in 1914. Jimmy Carter gave control of the canal to Panama in the 1970s. A top-ranking NYPD officer abruptly resigned amid sexual misconduct allegations.
NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry abruptly resigning Friday amid allegations he demanded sex from a subordinate in exchange for overtime pay. Madry's lawyer dismissing the allegations, a lawyer for his accuser, Lieutenant Quatisha Epps, filing a complaint with the EEOC Saturday claiming Madry engaged in quid pro quo sexual harassment. The NYPD says it takes all allegations of sexual misconduct seriously and will thoroughly investigate. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, Japan's biggest bank apologizes after an employee allegedly steals more than $6.6 million.
The bank, MUFG, says it's investigating and that several billion yen might have been taken. The thefts occurred at two Tokyo branches of the bank from April 2020 until the problem was discovered at the end of October. MUFG Bank's president and CEO Junichi Hanzawa says the female employee responsible for managing the safe deposit boxes and their keys is suspected of taking advantage of that position to steal from the boxes of about 60 customers.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. This is SRN News. A Texas town wins a Christmas prize, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty has given Sweetwater its annual Tiny Tim Award for fighting to keep a nativity scene on display outside the local courthouse. A local atheist demanded that the creche be removed, but residents flooded a Nolan County Commissioner's meeting to defend the display, arguing it involved no taxpayer funding and did not preclude other private citizens from making their own presentations in the same location. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
University of Michigan fires its director of academic multicultural initiatives for making anti-Semitic statements. Rachel Dawson is accused of telling colleagues that, quote, Jews controlled the university, end quote, and that Jewish students should not have access to diversity programs because, quote, they are wealthy and privileged and take care of themselves, end quote. She's also quoted as saying that Jews have no genetic DNA connection to the land of Israel. This is SRN News. Starting in 2027, new seatbelt regulations will be in effect. John Scott has more.
All new passenger vehicles will have to sound a warning if rear seat passengers don't buckle up. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration rule will also require longer warnings when front seat belts aren't fastened. Front seat changes take effect on September 1st, 2026. This will apply to passenger cars, trucks, buses, except for school buses, and multipurpose vehicles weighing up to 10,000 pounds. The agency estimates 50 lives per year will be saved and 500 injuries prevented. John Scott reporting.
Authorities are investigating what caused a crack in a Colorado ski lift that forced the evacuation of 170 stranded skiers and snowboarders at Winter Park Resort. Passengers were lowered down by ropes over the course of about 5 hours. No injuries were reported during the rescue. More details at SRNnews.com.